Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Okay, all my Coffee Talk peeps, I'm hoping that your morning is going really well. This is a back-to-back podcast day because I got some things to say, but I wanted to just get this out there to be able to right-size my brain and get me kicked off on the right foot for the day. So if you're out taking a walk, you're out getting some steps in, you got jogging, you're working out, you're in the car, you're driving to work, thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening to my voice on this podcast, rambling about stuff that sometimes I feel matters, and sometimes I feel like I'm just rambling to ramble because that's just what we do sometimes. But I really appreciate every single one of you guys and gals listening, engaging, commenting, sending feedback, all the different things that you guys do all the time to keep me going on this Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane of 1973. I am your host, Shane Lakita, and I am a person that's been through what you're going through and am still going through it. And so for me, it's interesting because as we all are navigating the journey, we need support. We need people that are there to be able to help lift us up, to be able to pull us forward, to be able to do all the things that are necessary of things that maybe I don't have the abilities to do for myself. I need others to be able to do that for me, to help me in my journey. And that's why one of the things that we always talk about is your support group is so very important. So my support group is almost all of you. Each one of you folks that, let's say, for instance, I don't do a podcast for like 5 days. I'm on vacation. I'm doing stuff and I get little messages or little emails or little texts or little things like that saying, hey, when's the next podcast coming out? Or you okay? And those kind of things. And they're checking in on me to make sure that, as in the past, in my previous journeys that I've been on, when I start to fail or I start to slide, I go quiet. I go really quiet and I go dormant. And anybody that knows me knows that that's a quick sign to say, okay, he needs a lift. He needs to be picked up a little bit here. We need to check in with him, lift him up, bring him to wherever he needs to go for him to continue to push forward and be a positive influence on the things that we're doing. So there's a couple things that I wanted to talk about today that is interesting because I didn't do any written coffee talk this morning. I'm just doing the audio one here. I might write something or type something in pretty quickly later. But there's two things I wanted to talk about, right? Okay, so the first thing I wanted to talk about is belief. Now, belief is something that's interesting because it's I was having a conversation yesterday through social media, through the No Finish Line Nation website and or the Facebook page. And what I was doing is I was having a conversation with somebody that had said that they feel like they're failing, they're sliding all over the place, they're not doing very well, they're not focused, they're not motivated, the plan they're doing isn't working, they feel like they're just like really just in a rut, in a really bad place. And so I asked them the simple question of, do you believe that you can go ahead and accomplish it? And so it almost fell on not deaf ears, but it fell silent and there was no response except more complaining and more very much around, well, you know, I got this going on, I got that going on, I got blah, 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 all this stuff. And I stopped and I said, okay, so I need to ask you that question again to see, do you believe that you can accomplish whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish? And so they thought about it for a little bit. We had some conversation and some really good dialogue about belief. And we talked about how if we don't believe in ourselves, at the end of the day, even if we're 400 pounds or we're 250 pounds and we're far from our goal, far from where we want to be able to hit for weight wise, or even if I'm running a 15 minute mile or walking a 15 minute mile and I want to get my time down to a respectable level for my age group for maybe a 10K or a 5K coming up or something like that, and I run really slow and I'm frustrated and I don't think I can get there because I've never been a runner. I've never put myself in that position. I've always tried before, but I failed and I failed over and over again. And so the question that we ask ourselves is, do we believe in ourselves? Do you believe in the fact that you can be great? Do you believe in the fact that you can accomplish and achieve the things that you want to accomplish and achieve in life? It's a really difficult question because there's so many different layers of things that we got going on in our lives that hinder our belief in ourselves. So you got everything from how you grew up, right? So if you grew up in a pessimistic household, that has always been the conversational piece of, well, you know, don't get your hopes too high, or don't think positive about it because you won't be let down if you actually fail at whatever it is, okay? So we've all heard those conversations, but some people grow up around it all their lives. And they're sitting around and they talk about this and they think to themselves, how do I get over that? How do I overcome that negativity in my life to be able to push forward? It's really difficult. It's not as easy as a flip of a switch or a snap of a finger to be able to say, I believe in myself and I know I can accomplish great things. Because we can say it till we're blue in the face. But if we don't believe it, we're never going to be able to move forward. Never. Because we're just going to spin our wheels over and over and over again. So you got to surround yourself with a support system or some sort of group of individuals or readings or scripture or whatever it is that you can do to be able to invest in yourself, to always try to believe in yourself. Always invest in something that's going to be a positive influence in your life. If you have negative influences in your life and you're trying to accomplish great things, you need to either fix those negative situations, remedy them, get them to where they need to, do what you have to do, or at the end of the day, get rid of those negative influences. They got to go. And this will help you in your mind, in your heart, in your whole well-being about the fact that you can believe in yourself, because now you're starting to whittle away or wash away some of these negative influences that you have in your life. You know, it's just like my son, right? He wants to be a pro football player. Now, mind you, every time he goes out in the field right now at 13 years old, it makes me nervous and I'm panicking and, injuries and concussions and all that stuff. So as a parent, it's the worst ever. But he wants to be a pro football player. He wants to go to the University of Notre Dame, wants to put the Play Like a Champion symbol on his wall. It's always been his dream. He wants to do pretty good in school, but he wants to do really good at sports. And he wants to keep on diving at it. Now, here's the thing. I grew up in a very positively optimistic realist type of household. So we always wanted to keep our dreams high, but we always were realists to say, well, that might not be possible. So I remember when he first started talking about being a pro football player, I would always kind of like push him a certain direction, or I'd always go, let's set realistic expectations. What can you do outside of the fact that one in every 1 million people can get into the NFL or the pro football league or whatever else? And I would always be a realist in that situation. And I would always tell him, I'd always be like, hey, listen, you know, I know you want to set your dreams high and you want to set your goals high, but I want you to also set them in a realist kind of way. So what are your other options? What's plan B, C, and D? Now, I get that. I'm being a good parent to think that way, I think, right? Give other options outside of just putting all your eggs in one basket. That's the way that I always believed in and I always tried. But why not believe in yourself? Why not believe that if you work hard and you dig in and you focus and you really pursue the dreams that you're trying to be able to accomplish, why can't you accomplish them? Who am I to say that my son can't be a pro football player? Why can't I just give everything I got to support my son? Go all in with him. Practice with him. Coach him. Talk to him. Lean in on him. Give him some advice. All those things towards the dream that he wants to accomplish. You know, it's interesting that we do it from a protective standpoint, but in all actuality, all I'm doing is holding him back. All I'm doing is I'm holding him back from the dreams that he wants to accomplish. Now, he's 13 years old. He's got a long life ahead of him that he can learn the pits and the falls and fall down, scrape his knee, you know, do all those things. We as middle-aged, older folks that are in our 40s and 50s and heading towards the 60s, it's a little more difficult for us to be able to believe in the fact that we can accomplish some great things after we've already lived half of our lives, maybe falling down a whole bunch and never really accomplishing all the things that we wanted to accomplish. Maybe we've been struggling and scraping and digging and trying to get to where we got to get to, when in all actuality, why can't we start right now? What's holding us back? You know what's holding us back? Us. We are holding ourselves back because we doubt ourselves. We don't believe in ourselves. We don't think that we can accomplish something this late in life to be able to redo life. Okay? So yesterday, it was interesting. I was on No Finish Line Nation and somebody had posted a video. And it was this woman, and she was sitting on this in this gym set. And she sat there, and she's got these weights, and she's doing these flies, and she's doing this bench press, and she's doing great workout. I mean, she's got ripped muscles, looks fantastic, just feeling good, nice slow repetitions that she's doing with her weights. And then all of a sudden, on the bottom of the caption, it says that she's 81 years old. And she started powerlifting at 61. Okay, she's been doing it for 20 years. You would think to yourself, wow, man, that's amazing. A 20-year career in power building and doing everything else. She started at 61. Let's think about that for just 1 second. I'm going to be 45 in about less than a month. And I think to myself, could I start a whole new area of what I want to be able to accomplish in life? Could I really just refocus everything and just push towards that direction? I feel like my brain could right now because I feel like I'm in that zone of always being open-minded to accomplishing all great things that I want to accomplish. But normally, I mean, really internally, I think to myself, doubt creeps in. And I don't believe in the fact that I could just revamp everything and continue to focus and redo things and rechange things and retool my life and be able to push forward because I put my mind to it. I mean, mind over matter is one thing, but I'll tell you, doubt and disbelief kicks in big time, especially when it comes to major changes like that. So belief, think about it. Do you believe in the fact that you can accomplish whatever it is that you're setting your mind to? If you've got a goal and you've got a dream board and you got it up on the wall and you got it up there and you're looking at it, and you're thinking to yourself, man, you know, I would love to accomplish that one day. Do you believe that you can? Because if you don't believe that you can, you're never going to. So you got to start to build some of the things that are going to help you believe in the fact that you can do it. That's why we always talk about lean in on the positive things that have happened in your life. Lean in on the things that you have accomplished in your life so far. Use those as a barometer, as a catapult, as a lifter to get you to where you have to be. When you're looking at that dream board and you want to accomplish huge things that you never thought you could accomplish, why can't you accomplish them? Because you've already accomplished a whole bunch in life and you just doubt yourself over and over and over again. And when you do accomplish them, you're like, okay, great. And then you move on to the next thing instead of parking there for just a moment and saying to yourself, I accomplished that. I did that. I was amazing at focusing around that. I busted my tail getting there. I did it. I worked on it. I'm successful. Boom. Okay. So I look at it just like my marriage. I've been married to my wife for 16 years. We've been together for almost 20. 16 years, in my mind, is a long time to be able to work with somebody in tandem, side by side, communicating, being two totally different individuals, fighting and being able to continue to push forward, loving, embracing, doing all these things that two individuals that come from two totally different walks of life, living together for 16 years in the same household, 18, 20 years in the same household with a 13-year-old to throw that catapult in there and a dog. And you got all the situation going on and we fight like hell to make it happen. And we love each other tremendously. But here's the thing. It takes work. And at the end of the day, I might just think it's a normal thing that you're supposed to do with a husband, wife, family, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, I'm a rock star and she's a rock star and we've accomplished great things together. I need to lean in on that. So when I look at anything I want to accomplish in my journey, to look at it to say, hey, you know what? I want to be able to do this or I want to be able to do that. Oh, no, you know what? I can't do that. I'm too fat or I'm too big or I'm too tall. You know, I'm older. I can't revamp my life. I can't redo things, blah, blah, blah. I can look at the things that I've accomplished, including a marriage to a beautiful woman for 20 years and succeeding and being in a loving relationship to fight through all the drama, all the bumps in the road. I've accomplished that. And I've got many years to go. And I look forward to every one of them because I feel like it's something that I'm good at. I don't have doubt that I can do that Some days it's tough, right? I mean, when you get into a tiff or a fight or something's going on, or they just piss you off, or they irked you at that moment in time, or you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or you haven't drank your coffee, or they're just picking at you. They know how to push your buttons, and they're just coming at you about certain things, and you just ornery or whatever. But you can get through all that because it's worth the investment. And here's the thing. Stop doubting yourself and stop not believing yourself about your goals and your dreams and your aspirations, because guess what? You too are worth the investment. You're worth fighting for. I have to tell myself that all the time. If I want to accomplish great things, I got to put myself out there and believe in myself that I can accomplish great things. I can't take a look at the big prize. I got to keep grinding and keep on fighting for the things that I want to be able to accomplish and achieve. And I have to believe that I can get there. No matter what the people say, no matter what the people doubt, no matter any of those things. Because there will be doubters. There are going to be people that are out there that are going to say to you, you know what, what are you thinking? Why would you try to accomplish this? Why would you try to fight for that? What are you thinking over and over again? And you're going to have those people that are around that are going to say those kind of things. You got to push them off to the side or get rid of them. Because you need to believe in yourself. You're worth the investment. You know, if I'm going to fight for my marriage of 20 years because I know that it's worth the investment, I know that everything that I do where I put one foot in front of the other one and I try to be able to fend for my family and be able to support my family and do everything possible to be able to keep on fighting and digging in, then I do that because I know I believe in the fact that I can do it and it's worth it. I have to layer that in with every other thing that I'm trying to be able to do. This podcast, right? Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. I'm doing this because I'd love to be able to accomplish great things with it. I'd love to. I'd love to be able to grow an audience. I'd love to be able to spread good thoughts and positive motivation and all these things throughout the world. Why can't I? Why can't I believe in that? Because it seems that it's just not something that's feasible, right? It seems that it's not something that normal society tells you that it's only a rare breed that can hit the big time or hit the time that you got all these followers, you got all these different things, you got sponsors, you're making good money, you're doing all those things, you can do this for a living. Oh, that's not the real thing. You need to work a real 9-to-5 job. You got to work 5 days a week. You need benefits. You need all that stuff. Why can't I fight for my goals and what I'm trying to fight for and shoot for? Why can't I? Stop doubting myself. Believe in the fact that you're making an impact and you're making a difference in people's lives. If you're walking down the road right now, you're listening to me talk to you about believing in me. I mean, think about that. That's the concept of what I'm saying here. Think big. Do the things that you think that you didn't think you could do. Do the things that you thought you couldn't do. There you go. Do those things. Dig in. Fight for the big one, right? Keep on pushing forward. Go against the naysayers and the doubters, including yourself, who doubt yourself all the time. We all do it. And keep fighting for everything that you can fight for. You're worth the investment, okay? So believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, or you're not where you need to be to believe in yourself, then I'm not saying to just go, I believe in myself and keep moving forward, because you don't. I'm saying set yourself up with people around you and resources like No Finish Line Nation, closed Facebook group, like Instagram with different people that you can follow or people you can reach out to for advice or anything. Set yourself up. If you go to meetings where you're meeting people, great, awesome. If you get a support group at AA meetings or whatever else, I don't really care where you're going to get it. Surround yourself with people that are going to support you. First step. Second step, clear out the clutter. Get rid of the things that are going to get in your way. Because believing in yourself doesn't just come from the fact that you believe that you can accomplish something, but it also comes from the fact that you need to set yourself up for success, right? Because it's going to be easier to believe in yourself if you have set yourself up for a clear path to getting to where you want to go. You got to work on those things. I know I work on those every day. And I love the fact that you all believe in me. I mean, literally, I have 41,000 people on No Finish Line Nation that are all combined together. We're all in this big group together. If you haven't been on No Finish Line Nation, do it now. Go on to Facebook, search for the group No Finish Line Nation. Request to get in there. You're going to be amazed at what the support you get. But I have 41,000 plus people that support me, that believe in me. So why can't I believe in myself? I mean, think about that. I've already set myself up for the first section of it, but the brain plays havoc. Now I just have to start to believe and do the things that are necessary for me to be successful. Have a great day, everybody. I'm hoping that your Wednesday is going to be kick-ass today, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.